WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzation is 202 in the AM. Shout out to Sister Gwen Curry from Willingboro, New Jersey. She said, I didn't want to go on the air. I don't want to go on the air, Tone. She's so shy. But thanks for tuning in anyway. Appreciate your phone call. All right, 201-692-2012 is the number. Shout out once again to Sonetta listening in. She says she's enjoying herself, having a good time this morning. Thank you, girl. Appreciate you. This is the way we do it each and every Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, 1:15 a.m. until 6 a.m. Eastern time, that is. So I think you guys are an hour behind us, just like Brown Skin 007 listens in from Texas, as does Miss CeCe. Thank y'all so much. And a whole host of others. I don't know who else listens, but Brown Skin does a lot of promotions for us, JP.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. We really appreciate it.
Head of street teams there for Gospel Jazzations, along with his mom. You know, they put the information about Gospel Jazzations in the church bulletin.
Man.
You can't beat that.
You come down here and do a concert.
And deliver.
Touch. You heard that, Brownskin? So you'll touch so we can deliver.
That's right. 201-692-2012. We are streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. Sonetta, this is the way we do it, girl. We just have so much fun each and every week. It is a blessing, all right? Thank you all for tuning in. All right, I'm going to get some music on for you. And this comes from Don Corey Washington. He wanted to dedicate this selection. Let me get my phone here because he sent me a lot of information on my cell phone. This comes to you from... The name of the selection is Oil, and it's going to go right into the song Flow as well. This is a gentleman by the name of Jonathan Dunn. Jonathan Dunn, and he wants to dedicate this to Sister Winnie Stewart, Sean D. Brown, Sister Phyllis Yancey, Leslie Kennard, Todd and Nicole from Westchester, Brown Skin 007, and Miss CeCe out there in Texas. All right. Y'all gonna like this song right here, right here.
He's singing on this?
Don Corey? Nah, he ain't singing on this.
Oh, I thought he was singing something that he did something new. Just stop playing.
All right, Don. You said track 3 and 4, right? All right, I got it queued up, man. So you better be right on this one here. Because he gave me a copy of the CD, but he didn't give me the song listing, JP. So I'm doing it in the blind, brother.
Can't make this up.
Can't make this up. All right, here's Jonathan Dunn. I hope this works out, Don Corey. Nah, it should be track 2 and 3 instead of 3 and 4, right? I know what I'm talking about.
Here we go.
Everybody, lift your hands and in the spirit, get in the flow.
Nice.
It's here. It is here. Oil of the Lord is here. Oil of the Lord is here. Flowing down from heaven. Oil of the Lord is here. Oil of the Lord is here, flowing down from heaven. Oil of the Lord is here. Help me say the with me. Clap your hands with me. Frame a word and prophecy, deliverance and healing. It is here. Oh, it is here. Frame a word and prophecy. I say flow, anointing, flow, anointing, flow, flow, anointing, flow, anointing, flow. Oh,
G'day, we're Scat from Australia.
The other side of the world, that is.
That's right. And even from there, we can get Tony Smith Gospel Jazzations online. Will you give me a chance, mate?
This guy's a legend!
Yeah, but just contain it for a minute.
Come on, you guys have got to tune in to WFDU 891 FM.
In the AM, this is Gospel Jazzations on WFDU 89.1 FM. I'm Tony Smith, along with my co-host JP.
Yeah.
In the house. Nice. Got the two deep voice brothers in the house.
That's right.
Holding it down for Gospel Jazzations this morning. Don Corey is at home. Y'all heard him on the air just a few minutes ago. Always good to hear from him. All right. In that last
It'd be better to see him.
In that set, we heard music, brand new music coming to you from Brother Harold Rayford. That's Pastor Harold Rayford now. Mm. He's been a pastor for a minute. Song entitled More Than Anything from his brand new double CD release. Before that, two selections, Oil, right into Flow, coming to you from Jonathan Dunn by request from the one and the only, from that fabulous group, Providence, Mr. Don Corey Washington. Thank you, Don. Brother, who's that got a missed call from? Oh, this is Kevin Moore. Kevin Moore calling me on my cell phone. That's probably him calling on the hotline for Gospel Jazzations. You know? See if this is him. See, I knew it. See, he probably dialed my number by mistake. Said, oh, no, that's Tony's number. I need the station number.
You got a lot of numbers.
All right, coming to us all the way from Oaktown, Oakland, California, Brother Kevin Moore. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He's trying to put that double top in it. You think you're part of the Phoenix Horns from Earth, Wind, and Fire? Now, I heard you last week.
What'd you hear, brother? What'd you hear?
Yeah.
The truth shall set you free, brother. That's what we were just giving the people the truth.
Act like I'm running some sweatshop. Like I got my son in there on the MPC.
Yeah, that was Bible say you spare the rod to spoil the child. You just took it to the extreme.
And you know,
he got shackled from birth.
Well, you know, when he came out, his hands was in the position of playing some chords.
You weren't gonna let him.
In fact, I'll show you the pictures.
You weren't gonna let him live it down either, huh?
Nah, all no, right. Sir.
He was promised I ain't coming out. He said, all right, yeah, I got you.
Oh, they're talking about I got my wife in the booth.
He said, Dad, I made a mistake. I don't want to play the piano. Leave me alone.
Well, your hands came out in the position, so we're going to follow suit.
I want to be a teacher like Don Corey. I mean,
oh, no.
Like JP.
Like JP. I mean,
oh, no.
I just want to be a teacher.
There's a certain kind of teacher you need to be. And that's the one that gets paid.
But, you know, everybody is fair game. Well, God for that lesson.
Yeah, we see.
You just wasn't there to defend yourself. We thought you was gonna call in, but
man, I had to attend to him. He was fussing, and I tried to put the game on. We watched the game, the replay of the game, and that quieted him down a little bit. And after the game went off, he started fussing again. So you know, the sports and the music does it for him. So y'all pray for him, JP.
I had to go get me some insurance earlier because Tony Smith had me weaving and wobbling.
Yeah, I heard.
I had to call Geico.
Was you on your way down to Sunset Boulevard?
Yeah. Am my cover and acting a fool behind the wheel. Man, Tony said, Kev, I got something to tell you. He could have let's say, are you sitting down or are you driving, pull over? And he was like, just guess. So I'm like, I said, Steve Harvey. I said, maybe somebody big time won't. Tony,
wow, Steve Harvey, wow.
Syndicated show or something, right?
Wow, that may be next.
Yeah, so you go, no, no, you would never get. So, man, when he said that, man, it just caught me, and I hit my brakes on my car.
In the left-hand lane.
Yeah, and I couldn't swerve to the right because cars were coming. So the guy behind me was like, he was blowing his horn, and so, man, I had to quickly just dart over to the right. I said, Tony, you are crazy. I was just howling, man. I said, pull over if I get hit. And this dude driving by me looking back at him, what is wrong with that fool? Man, that was crazy.
Yeah, man.
She will be here next week.
She will be on Gospel Jazzations, and she's fired up.
Yes, somebody gonna get delivered next week.
Whoa, you know that's right.
It's somebody gonna get saved for real.
It's gonna be Chach up in here next week. I'm telling you.
Yes, she's the real deal, though.
She's a fantastic, wonderful, wonderful lady, man. Evangelist Mary L. McCracken. Y'all go ahead on YouTube.com.
That's her real name, huh?
That is her real name.
McCracken.
McCracken. Mary L. McCracken from Memphis, Tennessee.
McCracken about to get it popping.
I'm telling you.
Well, Don Corey, if you don't want them foolishness spirits to come out of you, you better stay home next week.
Well, I tell you what, she got a new tongue now, so she going to be praying demons out.
Yeah. I think Don going to be delivered next week.
Yeah, you
might have to get some smelling salts for Don next week, JP.
Get a couple of nurses up here.
Get the oil. He's
going to be laid up under the mixing board.
Laid, you know that's right.
Out. Just stressed out. Come on
out
in there, Todd and Nicole. Y'all bring it. Nicole, bring that tambourine. Y'all going to have Chach up
there. Some real Chach.
with her doily on the top of her head. You know, her white. Clapping in the wind.
Y'all wrong.
Better known as prayer caps. Oh, y'all act like, stop laughing. You know what I'm talking about. Like you ain't been to the Five Baptized Holy Sanctified Church on the corner.
Man, well, shout out to the East Coast family and to all the family out there in Texas, Brownskin. And the new listeners.
Yes, Sonetta. Sonetta's listening in this morning.
And Forrest Davis.
Yeah, you heard Forrest, yeah?
Yeah, I heard him. I heard him talking earlier. It's, yes, so I thought that was an older clip of Daystar from what he was saying 6 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
I thought it was
that recent.
I thought it was new, so did I.
No, he said six years
okay.
ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he said when he had hair, so I had to take a second look. Back in the day.
Then
I had the Jerry Curl.
Oh my goodness. Kevin, Don Corey just sends me a text. He says, tell Kevin to be sure to call in with his determined hell-bent self. That Don.
What?
Determined hell-bent self.
Call
in
with next week.
Yeah. That Don Corey's a mess, boy.
Yeah, I'm going to call in and tell her we got one person who needs deliverance. Step in there.
Just come to the aisle, right?
Yeah, he got a whole lot he needs to be delivered from.
Y'all need to tune in next week to Gospel Jazzations at 1:30 in the morning Eastern time. It's going to be on up in here, I'm telling you.
Oh, we're going to have on for a while.
She says, are we going to be on long? I said, well, as long as you want to be, as long as you want to be. So
hey,
I think
it's
going to be one of those shows next week. That's all I got to say, man. But looking forward to it. It's Evangelist. And she calls herself, that's what she calls herself, Kev, Evangelist McCracken. Hey, McCracken. Tony, this is Evangelist Mary L. McCracken. But she's a wonderful lady. Such a nice, she has a sweet spirit about her. And she gonna bring y'all. She's gonna school y'all. I'm telling you right now, all y'all.
You too.
Me too. Here, Kevin. You too.
And
that's right.
You too.
You too. Only yourself out.
That's right. I need some of that too.
everybody gonna get a whooping. You know, my dad used to light us up on the couch and say, "Everybody get it, and then go get me one of them Hot Wheel tracks."
I know that's right.
Hot Wheel tracks. Whoa!
Oh God!
It'd be four of us. Four of us sitting on the couch. He'd just be going back and forth.
Y'all know about them Hot Wheel tracks. Come on, act like y'all don't know. Come on.
What was the car with the STP? Remember the STP car?
Yeah, them orange ones.
Orange ones. I know all about it. I had them bad boys, too.
Hit you so hard, the things that was a little white clip that
tracks
used to pop out. And, oh, my God. We used to hate to see them gifts for Christmas. I don't want no more Hot Wheels.
Done with them, right?
Give me a Nerf ball or something.
Wow, man. I remember that. Hot Wheel tracks. Tear your behind up with a Hot Wheel track.
Out of trouble.
Yeah, whether you got to, that's when the Switch went obsolete. You know, right. When nothing out there growing on the trees, you get them Hot Wheel tracks back. Man, it was on.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, is that pre ironing court or post?
No, that was included too.
That was included.
Man,
that was a consolation.
Time, the ironing court came, man. One time, my mom made us stay home and wash clothes all day, right?
Right.
And iron the clothes, and so we were downstairs in the basement and playing with matches. And my little sister said, "I'm gonna tell," and so she called my mom at work and told. And so she said, "When I get home, I'm getting all y'all." So we went up and put on about 3-4 layers of clothes. Clean clothes. Somehow came home and found out what we had did. Stripped down to your underwear and got that stitching cord, Doc. Mm. Brother.
Mm.
I went running outside.
I got flashbacks. Oh, my God.
I wasn't calling on the neighbor. Somebody help me.
You wasn't calling on the name of Jesus, huh?
I was running for shelter, brother. But the Lord didn't lift up no standard against that, Doc. He didn't lift that.
You couldn't sing the John P. Key song, "I'm Covered," huh? He was uncovered.
I was covered with webs.
Lit you up.
Oh, God.
Looking like a pickle, right?
Yeah, you know, because my dad, he whooped short. But hard, but my mom, you know, she was, you know, how one of those parents always go back to, and I forgot to get you for this one. You know, mm-hmm. they start reminiscing,
flashing back.
Remember what you did about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Bam! I told you I was going to get you.
always had that photogenic memory, right?
Yeah. But, man, I used to hate that.
So I
tried to make my mom my best friend, man. I didn't like them whoopers.
No, sir.
Hot Wheel tracks, okay. Man.
Yeah, so y'all know something about Kevin Moore.
You a bad boy then.
Well, I've been delivered and set free.
Oh, Sunshine just hit me up. This is like the wooden spoon. It didn't bend.
It was that big one.
That big one.
That joint used to hurt like a mug, boy. Cook a mugger.
Wooden spoon.
Crack.
Talk about child abuse back in the day. That wasn't no child abuse. That was just child rearing.
No, the worst abuse, man, have you ever got whooped while you were asleep?
What? My father told me about that. No, I never had that, but my father told me about that. You know, wake you up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that would traumatize you.
Yeah, my father did that one time.
Wait around till you're good and sleep, good and nice in REM 3 sleep, and then just start tearing you up.
Got the good slobber coming out your mouth. Uh-huh.
My father came home one night and woke me up. Hey, wake up. Wake up. I gotta go to bed. Nah, wake up. You want to cut up in school, huh? We're going to wake you in the midnight hour and we're going to cut up together. Now take your clothes off.
Weeping may endure for a night. It's going to endure, Doc.
No, this weeping will endure. Trust the note. There's a revise of that scripture. Just lift your hands and say thank you.
Oh, yes, man.
When I finish, you're going to need God to thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir.
No, but I heard about that waking you up in the middle of the night, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Yeah, I never want to experience that. My grandmother did that one time. That was it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be good forever.
We say, I'm delivered. Praise the Lord.
I wonder if Don had any one of those whippings.
What?
You know you're going to say boy, that's why he's confused now.
He's got Dane Bramage. He's got Dane Bramage. Dane Bramage.
Don probably going to say no.
He's still wandering in the wilderness. Jacked up. Oh, my goodness. Man, I didn't talk enough, man.
Hey, man, we got to, I got to talk to you, man. I got to sing you, I got to sing you something.
Okay.
What we talked about before.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You want me to hold on or you want it?
I'm gonna call you later on today.
Okay.
All
right, man.
So I can get all your information.
All right, and I'm out.
All right, Kev. Thank you, brother. That's Kevin Moore.
Bringing back the whooping days.
Hot Wheel Tracks.
Wow. Man, it was what? Hot Wheel Tracks and SSP cars. It was this little strip.
I remember, yeah. I know.
Parents just get that because after that, we would wear that thing out.
Right.
That was a whooping weapon. Because, you know, you done wore the tracks out.
Right.
That was more to whoop you with. Like, man.
Don said, yeah, he did get woken up in the middle of the night. He said his dad was good for that.
I could imagine. Couldn't sing your way out of that one, huh?
and Sunshine just hit me back. You know that wooden spoon? Said once your mama or your daddy was done with you, they'd hang that wooden spoon right back on the wall. You know, I think every black family had a wooden spoon and a fork cross around like that, hanging on the wall.
With the Martin Luther King and John and what's his name? With the Kennedys. John and Robert in that picture.
You catch every black family had one of them wooden spoons.
Yes.
And wooden fork on the wall, crossed over like that.
And the picture of Martin Luther King.
Yeah. Wow, flashbacks. Woo! Back in the day. Got me all messed up now. I'm all tangled up.
I ain't trying to think right now. Things hurt.
Oh, you know that's right.
It hurt.
Tear you up. Wow. Thank you, Sunshine. Appreciate you. I also want to shout out Sister Leslie Kennard. She just gave a call.
Hey, Leslie.
Behind the scenes. Good to hear from you, Leslie. I'm glad you're doing well. You know, still doing your thing out there in Pinellas Park, Florida. And I'll be in touch with you soon. All right, girl. Shout out to Sister Christina out in P-Town in Patterson here in New Jersey. You got your ears on. I see you on MySpace, so you're online there. I'm going to go check my email real soon to see what's going on. It is 2:35 in the a.m. We'll hear till 6 o'clock in the morning. Hopefully you're enjoying the program thus far. This is how it goes down each and every Tuesday night. Wednesday morning from 1:15 a.m. until 6. Just having so much fun here. This, you know, people tune in and say, wow, how can you guys have so much fun in the middle of the night like that?
Because you know you're out there listening.
We just love to have a good time, y'all.
That's right.
When brothers can get together like this, Christian brothers get together like this and have fun. You know, we can have fun too, y'all. Christians can have fun.
That's right.
People know, you know. So that's the way we do it.
We joke you like the rest of the folks do.
Exactly. All right. The number is 201-692-2012. Streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. Shout out once again to Sister Sunshine. Thank you, Sunshine, for tuning in, girl. And shout out to Sister Dee Williams. Deidre Williams tuning in. Are you at work right now, girl? Thanks for tuning in as well. And if you are, tell Jackie. We said hello. Shout out to Jackie. Anybody else out there tuning in to Gospel Jazzations? Let me know. Hit me up on the MySpace site, which is myspace.com/gospeljazzations, or send me an email at tony@tonysmith.com, or just give us a call at 201-692-2012. Love to hear from you.
That's right.
I got to get this in here, man.
Hey, EBBS!
ass cinema. Hey, EBS, Sean Doe.
That's right. All right, we're going to go take this call and see who this is. 201-692-2012. We'll be right back with you. This is Gospel Jazzations right here on WFDU 89.1 FM. In the meantime, here's music. Let's see who this is calling in. Hold on a second. All right. I got to put this one on.
Yeah, Brother Al, he want to talk about a whooping.
Uh-oh. We have another one. Brother Al Small on the air. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, bro? I got one for you.
Go ahead, man.
Remember back in the day when Starsky and Hutch was on?
Yeah.
Well, me and my crazy self, you know how they had the car lit on fire and everything? Took one of the plastic cars.
Yeah.
Got some matches, lit the car, ran it across the floor. Grandmother sitting there. Now, you know plastic make them little black particles.
Right.
She come like, what's that? Next thing you know, she done got up. I got your beat on this one. Took the stenching, took the cord from the washing machine.
Oh, that thick cord?
Yes, sir.
She pulled it off the washing machine?
caught me across the back, hit the floor, and hollered, Jesus. I said it so loud, my grandmother just had to drop the cord. She said, go in your room. Just go in your room. Because I was on the floor hollering, Jesus, this hurt. God, just take it away from me.
Grandmother turned into the Incredible Hulk.
What? Scared me so bad. I just started hollering, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Did he fix it for you?
Huh? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Made me climb up under them covers and called it a night. Yes, sir. With the quickness. Got up under that. I was like, all right, I'm taking it down. That's it for me.
You didn't have to speak in any other tongue, huh?
What? After that, it was like, hello. No, I don't want to play with no more toys. Don't want to watch Starsky and Hutch no more. I'll just watch Beretta. That's it.
It took just that one time, huh, Al?
It took that one time, bro.
He said she pulled the
washing machine cord, man. And you know how thick that is, right?
Yes.
That joint was industrial.
Yes. Scared me half to death. I lied.
One hit would have just, that's it.
Like how they say about them records, one hit wonder.
And you was the wonder.
Yes, I was. I made the top 10.
Po' thing.
Gentlemen, y'all have a good night and be blessed.
Where you calling from, man?
Appreciate it, man.
All right, take care.
Al, where you calling from?
Oh, from Newark.
Okay.
All right.
All right, my man.
Take care.
You too, man. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling, brother.
Be blessed.
You too, my friend. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
He said,
wow. The washing machine.
Yo, Kev, you heard that?
I bet he ain't never had that. Kevin, that beats everybody. I ain't never heard of that. The washing machine extension cord. The power cord. That thick old gray cord, man.
She transformed into the Hulk.
Ooh-wee. Oh, my goodness. All right. I got to go get straighten up from that one right there. I feel that in my back right now.
I'm not listening.
La 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 la. 2:41 in the AM. It is Gospel Jazzations. Here is our very own Don Corey Washington. The song entitled "It's in You," recorded live last year, right here on Gospel Jazzations. Well, WFDU.
I guess it'd be on you instead of me.
No doubt about it. Here's Don Corey Washington. God. It's in You, right here on the Gospel Jazzation. You're going to like this one, Sinetta. God bless you. I'm sorry. Be encouraged. Not "It's in You." Be encouraged. Sorry, Don.
Be encouraged, for I am. Even to the end of all time.
I am here to catch you when you fall. Even there to forgive you when you call. For I love you, and my love is true, and it flows to you forever and always. Be encouraged, my child. Know that I am always by you. Encouraged, and what you ask, believing, I will do beyond your wildest dreams. For my promises are yea and amen. My words will never fail. You're sure to win. For I have called you more than a conqueror, overcoming by the power you have inside. Ooh, be encouraged, my child. Know that I am always by your side. I bottle every tear from your eyes. Is there anything too hard for me? For me. So be encouraged. Remember what you ask. Be. Know that I am always by your side. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Ooh, be encouraged, my child. Know that I am always by your side. Ooh, be encouraged, my child. Know that I am always by your
Don Corey Washington, be encouraged. Right here on Gospel Jazz Nation's WFDU 89.1 FM. That's real nice, Don. Real nice, brother. Real nice, real nice. Sister Didi, DJ Williams said, that boy can sing. That boy got skills. All right. We're going to give a shout out to Sister Sunshine, who's celebrating a birthday, and she wanted to hear something from each one of us. And you just heard Don Corey. Here is JP giving you the song Can You Feel from his forthcoming solo project. All right, Sunshine. Thanks for tuning in, girl. Go ahead, JP. This boy can sing, too. Got skills on the keyboard, Pro Tools. Got little JP Jr. in the studios with him, too. Right, Kevin? Come on, boy. Drag and click. Click and drag. There you go.
What's a simple question to every one of you?
Can you keep it real?
Can a man be born in time without feeling pain?
That's not so real.
Seem the more we pray, the less we believe, Lord. Too many religions for me to conceive, Lord. Why can't it be just about you for all the wonders you do?
Do for me.
I wanna know.
Can you feel? I can feel the Holy Spirit moving.
Can you feel him?
Can you feel? And it slows away.
For things hard to explain,
and it will reveal itself in time. So give it time,
and it may be hard to handle, but God is trying to show you.
And the truth is more real,
more real. Just like a relationship that's between a man and wife gets a little rocky. That's just a part of life. What it all comes down to is that God wants your attention, so He can bless you better on another level in your life. I wanna know, can you feel moving inside?
And it slows away my mind. Can you feel?
I can feel.
Oh
yes, I can.
JP, y'all, Can You Feel from the forthcoming solo project, JP in the House, right here on Gospel Jazzations, going out to Sister Sunshine. And to complete the three-peat, here is yours truly, Tony Smith, the song entitled Wade in the Water from the forthcoming project. No title as of yet, but we'll see what happens with that. All right, JP?
That's right. We get them in the French doors.
All right.
And this is all the three amigos up here. This is being dedicated to Sunshine because it's her birthday.
Happy birthday, girl. Happy birthday to you, sunshine. Enjoy. All right, here's yours truly, Tony Smith, and you know how we do, crew. This is the remake of Wade in the Water, and this is not on the Back for More CD. It's a different version on Back for More, but this version I recorded for Bobby Jones Gospel some years ago, and I said I have to do this version over. I have to record it, you know, not just for the TV show, but this is for Wax, all right? So check it out, and we'll be right back with you. 2:52 in the AM, it is Gospel Jazzation at WFDU 89.1 FM.
I heard some news from a friend of mine, struggling with the woes of life, just broken down as rain kept steady pouring. We questioned and we philosophized, but the only truth that we surmised is rain will fall so the rose will keep on growing. Sometimes it's hard to understand how fate can deal with such a heavy hand, yeah. But in the end, you're gonna find that strength that lies within. And in the end, all you need is the comfort of a friend. And in the end, you won't break cause you're learning how to bend. And the hand of God will guide you always. In the